Just a moment.
Yes?
Dr. Galbraith on 2190.
Just hold him a second till I get all this. That sign there.
Yes.
He'll be right with you. Just a moment, sir.
Ken, how are you?
Mr. President?
I miss you. How are you getting along?
Well, I'm doing very well, but I'm also watching with admiration all of the energy and good sense that you're putting forward there, sir.
Well, I've been missing it. Most of my people gone this week, and I've been having a little tough time. Rusk and a bunch of the cabinet over in Tokyo, and Heller's gone and out of town. I want to talk to you. I got your nice note, and it meant a lot to me. I appreciate it. Instead of dictating an answer, I just thought I'd better call you. I
was also pleased, too, that the reaction you had until that miserable timepiece. Because I never said anything of the sort, you know.
Of course not. Well, time does those things, and we can't ever please time. But what I want you to do, I saw your speech on this poverty thing, and we're going to have quite a problem because that's scattered all over the government, and we're going to have difficulty setting up a new agency and getting much done because you can't get good people to come and run it. You can't set up all the checks and balances and all the payrolls and auditing and all that kind of stuff, the administrative angles. I talked a good deal to Walter Heller and Gordon about it, and I don't know when you're going to be down this way, but if you could sometime the next week, I sure would like for you to sit down and talk to me and talk to Walter Heller and talk to Kermit Gordon, the director of the budget, and get any ideas you might have as to just the best approach we could make to this thing, because it means so much to the whole country, and it's got them all stimulated and inspired, and we just can't afford to have it to be a WPA flop.
Absolutely not. Well, I'm absolutely at your command, Mr. President.
Walter Heller will be back tomorrow. He has been talking to the various cabinet agencies. Now, what we think, we are asking for new obligational authority, $500 million. We thought that's as much as we could get by with to start it off. And we don't know whether we can get by with that or not. We got a pretty rough Congress. We can't get youth employment and some other good bills through. That ought to be through because of fellows like Clarence Cannon. He just abolished the Supplemental Appropriation Committee on me yesterday without just kind of a dictator type. But we asked for $500 million. We think we'll have another $500 million in existing programs if we get it through. But the question is, how do we coordinate and how do we develop and how do we pick out some real pilot projects, New York or Chicago or Los Angeles or some of these places? Justice Department, I guess, will have something to do with it because juvenile delinquents or labor will have a good deal to do with it. HEW will have a good deal to do with it. But you can't run a program like that by committee, as you well know. You've got to have some good, strong administrator.
I've got two thoughts on it, Mr. President. One, let me make urge one thing. Don't use the word pilot project.
Yeah.
That's got to be a cliche that for not doing, you know, it's an excuse for not doing anything. But my main point is one of the reasons I think the Roosevelt programs were, on the whole, identified with liberalism, and one of the reasons that the Peace Corps was good, was that it got out of the, somewhat out of the bureaucratic rut.
Yeah.
And I was down a few weeks ago and had a talk with Frank Roosevelt. The one concern I came back with was, I hope this doesn't get buried so deep in the government that nobody gives you credit or the Democrats credit for doing it.
Yeah.
It should have the visibility and also the inspiration that goes with a new group of people attacking it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you feel about that, but I have,
yes.
I have a feeling that if this gets too deep in the government, we'll just be lost sight of.
Yeah, I think that's right. On the other hand, how are you going to tell Celebrezze what to do with his money that's appropriated to him?
Well, of course, some of it's going to have to go there. No question about that.
I would think that what you ought to have is a top-flight, imaginative, young Sergeant Shriver type as the executive director, and maybe an advisory committee of the cabinet most concerned with it, say five men on it, like Secretary of Labor, Health, Education, Welfare, and so on and so forth.
I think that's right, and right in the White House.
Probably so.
But is there a possibility of giving that sort of man on education, even at the cost of hurting Tony's feelings, or of lifting something out so that he also has something to run?
Well, it's pretty difficult. You see, each one of these cabinet officers are really going to hold on with their teeth to everything that's theirs, because they take the position that Congress has appropriated to them for their administration.
Yeah, but the presidency is a powerful office. And
when Walter Heller gets back here, why don't I get him to call you and get Kermit Gordon and three of you get together with me, and let's see what we might work out of it.
This is very close to my heart, and I'll come down any time on any notice. You say Walter's getting back tomorrow?
I believe so.
Suppose I have a talk with him tomorrow in any case.
I wish you would, and get his thinking, and then you chew on it a little bit, maybe talk to Kermit Gordon. He's been working on it some, and then see what date would be good for them, and any date will suit me. I'm going to be here every day, and I want to put it ahead of anything else.
Well,
you just give him a call, and then we'll get back in touch, and you come down within the next week.
How are you feeling otherwise, my good
friend? I couldn't be better. Is Kitty doing all right?
She's doing fine. This all agrees with you?
Yes, sir. I couldn't say.
You always did like work, though, better than any man alive.
I feel wonderful, and I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Well,
tell Kitty I want another dance with her pretty soon.
Okay, she hasn't forgotten the last one, I can tell you that.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Are you through? Are you through?
Bye.